Yeah.
Good morning. I'm here to pick up Keone Yapucky for his dialysis treatment. Here are his medical release forms.
Okay, bring him in. Okay, everything seems to be in order. One moment. I need Yapucky from cell block B7 for his dialysis. Thank you. Have a seat. He'll be out in a minute.
Understood. Good morning, Mr. Yapucky.
Don't see what's so good about going to the hospital again.
Necessary evil if you want to keep up with your treatments.
Yeah? And who said I even wanted to?
In any case, everything's all set here. Just need you to sign here for the keys.
Very good. Shall we go, Mr. Yapucky?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah?
Good morning. I'm here to pick up Keone Yapucky for his dialysis treatment. Here are his medical release forms.
Okay, bring them. Wait, who?
Keone Yapucky.
You were here just a minute ago.
No, I just got here.
Hang on, let me see those papers. Somebody else just came to get him. Did they send 2 ambulances?
I am the only driver that was sent out to retrieve him.
Give me those things. Something isn't adding up here. Oh, no. No, no, no! Jesus, fuck! Code 5, I repeat! Code 5!
The day of Theo's birthday came, and it was quickly evident Nelson was excited. He ended up waking Dipper and I up when he came into our room, wanting to go out and get Theo's gift as soon as possible. After the two of us got up and dressed, we headed downstairs to make breakfast, and shortly after eating, headed out to a nearby toy store. When we got inside, I looked to Nelson with a smile. Any idea what you want to get him?
Could we maybe get him a couple of more toy cars to play with? He really likes the ones I traded with him on Christmas, and maybe he'd like another one too.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Or maybe we could get him a game of checkers. That was his favorite game to play.
That's not a bad idea either.
Or maybe a video game!
We can look around a bit, and if you see something you think he'll like, we'll pick it up. How does that sound?
Okay!
Nelson, wait! He's definitely excited about this, isn't he?
Sure looks that way. We'd probably better go after him.
Right. It didn't take long to track Nelson down again, and we surprised him by letting him get all 3 of the gifts he said he wanted to get. We headed home with the gifts, wrapped them, then took Nelson to meet up with Theo at Fazoli's. After checking in with Theo's adopted mother and father, we drove home. After getting home, I headed upstairs while Dipper was busy talking to Wally. I used the distraction to call my dad.
Bobby, it's good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dad. I'm calling because I wanted to let you and Mom know that I'm going to propose to Dipper next week.
It's about time.
What did you say?
Bobby, you two have been inseparable for years and you just adopted a kid. That kind of commitment isn't something you would even consider doing if you weren't sure you were going to be with Dipper for a long time, now is it?
That's a really good point.
Your mom and I have been waiting for you to tell us this ever since you told us you were back in Huntington after Dipper got discharged. I'm a little surprised it took you this long to decide to do it.
I just wanted to work up the courage and, well, I also needed to talk with Dipper's family about it first. With their blessing, I saw no reason to wait anymore.
I'm proud of you, Bobby. So where are you doing it?
Kaneohe, the place where Nelson was born, at his favorite park. I wanted to do it there because he's the main reason I had the courage to do this at all.
I'm sure they're going to love that.
I'm hoping so, too. I am a little nervous, though.
Why?
We weren't going to mention things to his family at all, but when we adopted Nelson, we almost had to. It was Nelson who won over Dipper's father. Part of me worries that Dipper will say no because he feels I'm going too fast.
You're worrying yourself for nothing, son. You two are already in a relationship, and you already have a kid. If Dipper had a problem with any of it, I guarantee he would have said so long before now. He won't say no.
I hope you're right. I'm still worried about what his reaction will be, though.
Don't focus on that. Focus on making the trip an enjoyable experience. When the time comes, just speak from your heart and you'll be fine.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Bobby?
Mahalo. I love you and I'll talk to you later.
I love you too. Take care.
I don't know what's going to happen when I finally propose, but I want to believe Dad's right. And if things go the way I'm hoping, I don't plan to ever let Dipper go. In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever and for always. We'll be together all of our days. Wanna wake up every morning to your sweet face. Always. Still hear a beat for every time you kiss me. And when we're apart, I know how much you miss me. I can feel your love for me in your heart. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. Keeping you forever and for always. We will be together all of our days. Wanna wake up every morning to your sweet face. Sweet face, I'm keeping you forever and for always.